Now, this week, we've been talking about fraud, as you know. We brought you the story of Amanda Jackson, who was left devastated after losing £77,000 in an internet scam. Do you remember that one where she sent the money? It was on Breakfast TV this morning, this story, actually. So it's gone network, that story. She tried to send money to her solicitor. Scammers had intercepted the communications that she'd been having before that, and they managed to convince Amanda to send it to a different sort code and account number. It's an incredible story in itself. So fraud very much on the agenda. And then last night on the TV show, I spoke to John Cartmell. Now, John was involved in fraud. He was the fraudster. He stole about 20 grand from me and my credit card. He also stole £30,000 from Eamon Holmes. He was jailed. He's out now. Yesterday, I confronted him face to face. This is the man who ripped me off. Pick up the phone. Let me know what you make of this interview. 03030 80 55 55. Here's what happened.
Thanks for giving me this opportunity to come and sort of put things straight. I've always wanted the opportunity to apologise to yourself, Eamon, or anybody else involved in stuff that was part of my past.
You see, I would usually take that with all sincerity if someone looked at me in the eye and said that. But of course, you're a con man, aren't you? So that's what you've done.
No.
You've conned people.
Yes, I was a con man.
So your art is conning people. Your art is ringing people up or getting past people and convincing them that you're a decent person. Right?
No.
That's your art. That's your skill.
No, it's my past. It's my past. I've moved on. I want people to have the chance to rectify anything that I've done wrong in my past and be able to move on with my life. You know, I was stupid, I was foolish, and I paid the price.
But you did it so many times. This wasn't a one-off on me. You'd done it loads of times before that, hadn't you?
I had, yeah.
Yeah. So a serial fraudster. A serial con man. So how have I any clue whether this is another con trick? How have I any notion that, you know, this isn't part of the act?
Well, it's not part of the act. I've been able to move on doing it and with my life, put the stuff behind me. You know, you guys contacted me. I wanted the opportunity I've always wanted to be able to apologise, you know, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to do that and let you and anyone
else.
Why
did you do it to me?
It was... There wasn't just myself involved. There was a series of people. Your details was there, and it happened.
So you rang my credit card company?
Yeah.
And how do you get past them asking for passwords and all that kind of stuff?
Well, it's not at the time when I done this. There was flaws, or whatever you want to call it, within banking systems, you know, in terms of they'll ask silly questions, like your date of birth, you know, how old will you be on your next birthday? You know, a postcode. It's not always...
So it's stupidly easy. All you needed was my name, date of birth and address, is that right?
Name, date of birth and address. If there was a time that they do ask for Muller's maiden name and you give a wrong maiden name, but answer a question like the last four digits of a telephone or last three digits of a telephone number, and then if
did you have my number?
No, but the when initially when you go through security, that's going to say to you, the if you say to the bank, can you tell me what number you have on file for me? They actually relay the information.
So how can we protect ourselves from online fraud? What can we do?
Well, you know, it's all about, you know, if somebody calls you wanting you to verify your details, obviously you don't do that, you know. But I think too that that even banks or credit card companies as well have an element of responsibility. You know, just what I said to you earlier, you know, if I didn't know your mother's maiden name and you answer another question, you've actually call centre staff confirming what you didn't know. You know, and then that allows people that are going to do what they do build up then a profile or a stack of information.
And so if we get a phone call asking us to verify information, don't do it.
Just don't do it, you know. And if you have any concerns, if somebody says, I'm calling you from the bank or the credit card company, you know, hang up and call them back.
Why were you not frightened of getting caught in that you're spending money on a pretty high-profile guy's card? Why did you not think, I'm going to get caught?
You know, all I can say that at the time, I was young, foolish, going through a stage in my life that, you know, I probably just didn't care. You know, I probably knew deep down, or did know deep down, that I was going to get caught or be one of the ones that was caught. Again, and I sincerely mean this, you know, I'm grateful that of the opportunity to apologise.
Young and foolish, you make a mistake. You were a serial fraudster. You'd been in jail before for this type of thing, hadn't you?
Well, no, I'd been on remand. I'd been on remand for ongoing stuff that was dealt with.
Right.
Around about the same
so
time.
So you had on remand in jail?
Oh, yes, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So you had done it before, you'd got caught before, and you went back to doing it again.
Yeah.
Which kind of pulls away this veil of young, foolish, made a mistake. You'd got caught, you knew you had victims, time on remand to think about what you were doing to people, and you went back and did it again. Two fingers up to the system.
Not two fingers up to the system. You know, and I've said it, you know, I sincerely apologise for anything that happened in my past. Yes, there was a series of events. I put my hands up. It wasn't just a one-off. You know, but that was a part or a chapter of my life where I done wrong.
You see, what I got to work out today, say if someone makes a mistake, no matter how many mistakes they've made, fair enough, right? But I'm just trying to work out in my head whether this is part of the con man gangster, that because you stole from me, because you stole from Eamon Holmes, you stole 30 grand off Eamon Holmes, right?
Yeah.
Who's a friend of mine. That all of a sudden your crime then becomes high profile. So what have you got to do now? You've got to try to continue the con trick. You've got to try to now bluff people that actually you're sorry. Because you weren't sorry the first time.
No, but...
It's when Eamon and I were done and it was in the papers. Now you're sorry.
No, from I've done it and from I've moved on in my life, I've been sorry. Until you contacted me, I was never given the opportunity to apologise to you. And I have done it and I'm doing it. Have I the opportunity to apologise to Eamon?
That's isn't it? What's to stop you writing a letter to us? You don't need a TV programme to have written to me to say sorry. You know my name, you know my address, you had my phone number, you stole my credit card details.
Yeah, but
so you don't have the ability to pop a letter in the post?
No, but I've always been sorry.
Right, but you just didn't tell me.
I just didn't tell you.
Yeah. What was that like when you were the big newspaper coverage? Me, Eamon, you.
It was bad.
What happened to you?
It was bad. You know, it was as if sort of you relive it again, you know. It's just because it just keeps popping up, you know.
In what way?
Well, certain newspapers just keep regurgitating stuff that was already out there.
But what impact does that have on you in your life? Like, what happens? Do people notice you in the street or what?
My employer, who I work with at the minute, they've known from when I went to prison. And I'm very fortunate that both them and my family stood by me. You know, even as early as Sunday when it hit the papers again, you know, and the company was contacted. They had said that they knew my past, you know, as far as they're concerned, I paid for what I did. You know, I've moved on in my life, and they think that everybody deserves a second chance.
What was jail like?
Bad, yeah.
Why was jail bad?
Just, you know, it puts it into perspective. Weighing it up, you know, your family at home having to deal with it. You know, you're away from your family. When you're sentenced, it's only one visit a week. You know, just wasn't a nice place to be.
And how difficult is it to rebuild your life when you've got a label of a criminal on you?
I was one of the fortunate people that was able to come out and get into employment and sort of try and move on. And it, you know, but it just keeps popping up in the media, you know, with, it's the same story, you know. Yes, it was in the public interest at the time, you know, high profile, big fraud, went to prison, you know, but it's just the same stuff regurgitated all the time.
And you wish it would go away?
Well, it may never go away, you know, but, you know, it may always be there. It's something that I'll just have to deal with, you know, but if I'm honest, yes, I wish it would go away, but that's life.
Have you got a shame?
Of course, yeah. Of course.
I think I believe you.
And I appreciate that. I do, and I've said it a few times to the interview, you know, I'm thankful for being able to come here. Would it be able, if I was able to do it with other people, including Eamon, you know, but like that, because, you know, it's just to let people know and newspapers know that you made a mistake, you want to turn your life around and you want to move on.
Pretty big thing for you to do this.
You know, it's, I'm not doing nothing or saying anything today that people don't already know. You know, I'm talking to yourself, which was one of the victims of one of the things that happened. I think that it's been the first time that I've been able to give my side of the story in terms of, you know, I did do wrong. I do apologise, and it, no matter what you've done in your past, if you really want to, you can't turn your life around.
I came walking in the door the day with the intention of, I wasn't shaking your hand, I wasn't saying, oh, well, that's all right then.
I didn't expect that either.
Because it's not how I genuinely felt. But I do wish you well. The man sitting opposite me here, I was sceptical. I've listened to you. I do believe you.
And I appreciate that, Steve.
And we all make mistakes. I'll go as far as to say you're as good as me, you're no worse. So I will shake your hand and thank you for saying sorry. Thank you for having the guts to do this. And do well in life.
Yeah, thanks, Stephen.
And all right.
Thanks for the opportunity of being able to.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you can let me know what you made of that. Quite a different interview, wasn't it? 0330 80 55 55. Pat, morning to you, Pat.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Pat.
A couple of questions, Stephen. Did you get your money back?
Yeah, the credit card company gave it back, yeah.
Right, okay.
See, it's not about that, because I saw some people on Twitter last night having a go at me saying, sure, he got his money back. You see, that's a misunderstanding of what it feels like. For me, actually, it wasn't so much about the money. It was an invasion of my privacy.
Right, yeah,
and you start kind of thinking to yourself, my goodness, you know, someone's been through my stuff. What else have they been through? Blah, blah, blah. That's what that's about.
Right, well, certainly on that basis that you would have got that you weren't at a loss of that money, you sort of must have made it a wee bit easier for
you. Did you believe him?
What?
Did you believe him when he was saying sorry?
Well, you know, sort of, the thing that stuck in my throat was, you know, sort of, here he was apologising to, well, as he says, high-profile people, you know, sort of, was any other low-profile people that got caught up in the thing? I think he's a publicity seeker, you know, sort of, and there's just his opportunity for to get one last swing at the winning cup at the end of the limelight. You know?
Well, look, Vinny, have you put that out on Twitter and on our Facebook page? Yes, he has. So it's on @StephenNolan. It's on our Facebook page.